107.7 The Island, your home for real music variety. Happy Drinksgiving. That's what it's called, you know.
Oh, it is Drinksgiving for sure.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was kind of an official thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's also, according to Yahoo Lifestyle articles, it's also referred to as Blackout Wednesday.
Yep.
So here's the description from the article. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving is a big drinking day. In fact, the biggest. I knew it was big because I used to bartend eons ago. I did not realize it's the biggest.
The biggest.
It even rivals New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, yep.
So it's named Drinksgiving. It's also known as Blackout Wednesday or Black Wednesday. Bars see liquor sales spike by more than 150%. Reason being, people are home from college, people are meeting up with old friends, relatives are in town, everybody is feeling festive, 4 days off. So,
yeah. I will be marked safe tonight.
Yeah, you got to throw the disclaimer out there. Be safe and don't drink and drive, ever.
Yeah.
If you're going to do this,
get a driver.
Get a driver. Line up an Uber, do whatever. Now, what I was looking for is usually AAA or somebody puts out an ad. Maybe this is only on New Year's Eve. No questions asked. They drive you home.
Yeah, I don't think they do that tonight. But yeah, it would be a good plan. I'm very glad I'm not in the business anymore because it is pandemonium.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, have fun, but be safe. And like I said, not to be preachy, but yesterday I said, everything you do, do it on purpose. And what that means, did you ever have an accident? You're like, man, I didn't see that coming. I didn't expect.
Yeah.
No, everything you do it on purpose. Think about what you're doing and then do it.
Yeah.
So today is also Taiwan On Day. That has that has nothing to do with the drinking, though. It's a day to celebrate the person who's putting the apron on tomorrow and cooking your meal. So I add to Taiwan On Day, I feel bad for my grandmother and for my mother, because somebody, they work so hard for this meal, and then you got some uncle come over and he starts talking politics, and an argument ensues. That must be heartbreaking for the person that cooked all this food.
My question in this is your grandma still alive?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was going to say, holy cow.
No, but I mean, you know, I just remember going back that far, somebody comes and it literally ruins the meal. Look, the thing is, you have to know from experience, you're not going to change somebody's opinion. And they're not going to change yours. Have you ever seen a political discussion where they're like, you know what, you're right.
You're right,
It doesn't. No. That's never going to happen.
Especially nowadays, that is not going to happen.
No, so just stop it. I mean, you know, the way I see it's common sense. The reason there's that curtain when you go vote, because this is a personal thing.
Yeah.
Politics are personal. Don't talk about it. Don't bring it up over a meal that took forever to cook.
Go to Facebook like normal people. Right?
That's funny.
Ugh.
Today is also Good Grief Day. A day to honor the birthday of Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the Peanuts.
Nice.
It's also a good day to watch Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. I think it's free somewhere. I got to find that out.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it where you got it, and happy Wednesday. Happy Drinksgiving. Happy Taiwan On Day. Good Grief Day. Good grief, Lori Lou.
Amazing how fast a minute goes by. We're back with the Tri-Cities Real Music Variety on 107.7 The Island.
107.7 The Island. Real Music Variety, Rob Thomas and Matchbox 20. I remember the era that Matchbox 20 came out, and I didn't like it.
Really?
And years later, I don't know why, I think I was rebellious against 90s music. And because I was an 80s guy. And years later, I realized, man, I'm a huge fan of him solo and him with Matchbox. Yeah. So he's a great singer.
Yeah, I saw him in concert.
Any good?
Yeah, very
good. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, good morning. We've got snow in the forecast. I know you're a summer person. I'm a big summer person, but I like snow.
I know you do.
If it's going to be cold, I want a little bit of snow.
Yeah, you're weird. Like, you're super weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sprinkles and flurries added to the forecast late this afternoon into tonight. Let's start with today. Increasing clouds and a high near 40, but calm. Cloudy during the early evening, gradual clearing, low 20. My Jeep made a sound that I had never heard before, and I knew that it must be in the 20s or lower.
Oh.
It just sounded like everything was stuck and frozen.
Oh, really?
Did you ever start your car, and as you start to roll, you hear, like, I don't know if it's the axles or the wheels, they, like, crack a little?
My vehicle parks in the garage, so it's usually warm.
I forget that you live on the other half of town.
Yeah, 1 mile from you.
Sometimes that's all
exactly
it takes. Exactly,
1 mile.
Sometimes you just cross the tracks and it's all over.
I don't have to cross tracks to get to your house.
Thanksgiving Day tomorrow, sunny and calm, high 42. I don't think you can ask for a better Thanksgiving than that. Maybe add 10 degrees to that. But
yeah.
The clouds roll in Thursday night, Friday. Is not mentioning snow anymore. Your Tri-Cities forecast made a 30% chance of precipitation, really more like Saturday morning. By the time we wake up, a 40% chance of snow. Still not mentioning anything in the way of accumulation. Saturday night will be blustery. Did we talk about Black Friday shopping?
No.
Cloudy, windy, high near 39.
Do people still do that?
Black Friday shop?
Yeah.
Of course they do.
I like actually go to the stores. Like, do the stores actually, you know, because you can do all that stuff online. It's like,
well, that's a good point.
Black Friday month.
It's Black November.
Black November.
Everyone stop.
Well, at least you don't. I don't think places have those. Remember when the people at Best Buy? Remember the Best Buy?
The lines outside.
Oh, my stars.
Well, I mean, I think it was as little as last year or maybe the year before I noticed. Walmart moves a lot of merchandise to fit the crowds that will be right there.
Yeah.
And to me, that looked like one step away from having riot gear.
Yeah.
And the riot shields up.
Yeah. Remember like when the Cabbage Patch dolls came out and mothers were getting trampled?
That's just sick, isn't it?
No, I never had a Cabbage Patch doll. Thank goodness my mother didn't get trampled. Yeah. I don't know. That's not me at all, ever.
No, me neither.
Nope.
It's just so astonishing to me that at any time of year, that behavior is unacceptable.
Yeah.
But this is for the holidays.
Exactly.
You know whose birthday it is, right?
Yeah.
That we're celebrating?
Yeah.
I know, but I need that TV.
I need that 100-inch TV.
All right, let's have a Black Friday event right now. Callers 7, 8, and 9 get a $10 gift certificate to Lee's Family Restaurant, where they will whisk you away.
With homemade soups and pies.
Scrumptious.
Broadcasting live. From the Island Studios.
Okay, cool.
Let's go. Powered by Ken's Appliance. 107.7 The Island.
107.7 The Island. Real music variety. It's called the Silver Bells Project. Do you see how many decorations we got?
Yes.
Lobby in Grand Island, KSYZ Central here. It's like packed with your generous donations of Christmas decorations that we need to start distributing to nursing homes and senior centers and stuff. But I mean, it's just fantastic.
What's the deadline again?
Well, the deadline has passed. All I heard was that we want to extend it a little bit because it's so successful. But I also know that we need to, it's the holidays.
Yeah.
So they need to be distributed.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing, and I don't know. We actually haven't done this before. So my question went unanswered because I don't know who knows exactly how these are going to get distributed. We know where they're going to go, but who's doing it? Are we hiring somebody? Are we doing it ourselves? Are we splitting
right
up, you know? So
no, that's going to be a thing for us, isn't it? We're going to have
I think that would be fun. Wouldn't
load
it?
The
KSYZ
little Jeep and go to the nursing homes.
I think that would be fun. Are you volunteering for this?
I'm down.
Because I am.
I'm down.
Now, I was thinking it should be done Black Friday because it feels festive. That likely is not going to happen with so many people out of town. But
right.
But the deadline is now, because the office closes early today, closed tomorrow, closed Friday for Black Friday. So I'm sure you could drop something off here on Monday. You could certainly leave something in the lobby this weekend. But I'm thinking the distribution should happen on Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
At the latest.
Read about the Silver Bells Project, where you donate your gently used or your completely used or your new Christmas decorations to 10770 Island, and we distribute them. It's called the Silver Bells Project. Read about it. It's under events. It's the first element there. And the second element there is brought to you by Auto America. It's your event calendar page. See what's happening this weekend for the holiday, for tomorrow, next week, next month, and beyond. Check it out. It's 1077theisland.com. Up next is your TV theme song at 8, brought to you by Highland Dairy. Alexa, high five!
Right back at ya.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
Right back at ya.
1077 The Island. Real music variety. Franzman in the chair. Lori Lou over there. And happy Wednesday. Good Wednesday. Are you a cooker or an eater? Or you stay home, or do you go out for Thanksgiving?
I just go to my brother's house, and I'm taking the beans and the Snicker salad.
The beans and the what?
Snicker salad.
Snicker?
Yeah.
As in the candy bar?
Oh, my gosh.
Talk to me.
Exactly.
Talk to me. You know I like Snickers, and you have been withholding information.
Yeah, it's whipped cream and vanilla pudding.
What?
And Granny Smith apples and Snickers.
At the Granny Smith apples, I'm going to look the other way on, but this
really
sounds fantastic.
Why? That's the healthy part. That's what makes you say, oh, it's okay for me.
What, like the grapes on the cheese tray?
Right. That you don't eat. But there was grapes. Yeah, you've Snickers. Never had Snickers
no.
salad.
And the fact that you would you know me, you know I have a problem with Snickers.
Oh,
is that why you didn't
gosh.
Say anything?
You and your pocket candies.
Yeah.
You have the biggest pocket ever.
I can go a year without candy.
I know. You're very disciplined, but then when you...
I haven't had it now in a week, but yeah, having it at Laura's desk...
Yeah.
Every day.
I was already over there looking around.
Yeah. If you didn't see anything good, it's because I ate it all.
I didn't. She gets all the chocolate stuff, but I want like Skittles or Starburst or stuff like that.
There's a lack of Starburst at her desk.
Well, there's a pack, like, you know, just the pack, not individual ones, or it's like you buy at the checkout stand.
I did see that.
And I wanted to open it, but
it wasn't in the general eat this area. It was off to the side, which made me think, that was like hers.
I don't think anything's off limits.
I got an idea.
What?
As sinister as it may be, for Christmas, we should get her a suggestion box for her desk.
Oh, of what she could supply for us.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, this suggestion box is on me. Go ahead. Make sure you open it and read those.
Right? Yeah. That's a great idea.
Now, being that Thanksgiving is tomorrow, it falls on your GI trivia night at Wine, Beer, and Spirits. What happens?
I take the night off, which it pains me to do, because I am positive if I had a place that was open till 8:30, 9 o'clock, we would pack the place.
Well, I do recall as a kid, we would go to the movies Thanksgiving night.
Yeah.
And we would go to the movies Christmas night.
Yep.
Because it feels like the holiday's over. You don't want it to be over. So I wonder if...
Oh, I know I could pack a place, but I don't have a place that's open. So Wine, Beer, and Spirits is open until 6 o'clock tomorrow. But so Saturday, I am doing my friend's theme night.
Hold on.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving Day, Wine, Beer, and Spirits is open till 6?
6 o'clock. At 9 o'clock till 6 o'clock, I think. I'm
on Thanksgiving Day?
I saw that, yeah.
Interesting. Why would...
I know.
I just thought everybody would be closed. I assumed. I mean, there's, I did a segment yesterday about what's open and what's closed, and it's really just fast food restaurants and a couple of the chains like Olive Garden and Cracker Barrel, I think, are open.
Yeah, I think there's enough places that are open. Hy-Vee's closed, aren't they?
Yeah, so is Walmart and Kohl's.
Walmart is... Really? Wow. That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good.
I think so, too.
I do. I think you should be closed. But look, yeah, too bad Wine, Beer, and Spirits doesn't like be closed for the meal and then open at like 3 to 9.
or just
to accommodate me.
Or close at noon. I mean, yeah. I don't know a reason why anybody has to be open all day.
Well, because not... Okay, so here's the thing. When I worked at the bar, we were open. Mm. And people would, you know, get mad. Like, why are you open? It's Thanksgiving. Well, not everybody has the plans that you do or I do.
True.
You know, not everybody has somebody. Maybe their loved one has passed away or, you know, that kind of thing.
Or maybe they celebrated it last weekend because that's exactly when everybody was in town. And today is just, or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody's days are the same as everybody
else's. I get all that.
So, you know, it's hard to wrap our heads around, but yeah. I know. I enjoyed working on Thanksgiving because you see all kinds of people that you don't usually see because
right.
Their local hangouts are closed. So we were the cool kids in town.
Well, get Wine, Beer, and Spirits on the horn and say, you stay open a couple, 2-3 hours
couple,
after
two,
six,
three.
Forget about
the
it.
The whole routine.
If you're going to be open, do the whole routine.
Yeah.
All right, will you stick around and we'll give away a t-shirt yep. next with your bonus question?
Yes, and it's going to be a Friends question since that's what I got this week.
A question about the show Friends.
That's right.
Fantastic.
Begin the day with the friendly voice.
Hello!
Waking up with Friends Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
107.7 The Island. Real music variety. Huge broadcast up and running day before Thanksgiving, hanging out with GI Trivia's Lori Liu for her whole schedule on Facebook. Go to GI Trivia. There's a put a space in there, GI Trivia on Facebook. Wine, Beer, and Spirits, not tomorrow. Anything this weekend?
My friends' theme night is Saturday at 6:30.
Wine, Beer, and Spirits.
Yep.
Okay. The TV show theme, the TV show Friends theme.
Yep.
Trivia.
Yes.
Have you done this before?
I did it once last year, and we had a ton of people. I didn't have people check in with me. I think, I don't know what I'm going to get. I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's a good weekend. I don't know if it's a bad weekend.
It's both. It could be both.
Right. Every time you schedule something, it could be anything. So it will be fun. You guys are my sponsor. I will have prizes donated by you guys, and Velocity Clinical Research is also my sponsor.
No Huskers Saturday, right? It's Friday game?
Oh, yeah, it's Friday.
Black Friday game, so you don't have that to contend with.
Yeah, let's go Huskers, right? My kid turned 21 back in July, and him and his buddy went to the casino, and that was the first thing he did was put a bet at the sports book. That the Huskers win 8 games. Yeah. Yeah. So we're right there. They've won 7.
Interesting.
I know. Very interesting. So
Wine, Beer, and Spirits Saturday for the TV show Friends. It's a theme night. You know, it would be another good show to do a theme on.
Oh, no, I don't. Tell me. I was thinking that the other day. I'm like, he hasn't razzed me about that lately.
And you haven't watched MASH since?
No, I can't. I just can't.
You're a strange individual.
Yeah, what else was it? And I just told you this morning I'd never had lobster.
But you told me that after you made the vomit sound, as if you hate lobster so much, you have to make the vomit sound.
No, I did that on
purpose. And then after further questioning, we realized that she never even tried it.
Right. But I made the sound on purpose because I know how it bothers you when people do that. Like, do you have to make the sound or the face? I don't know. Lobster just, no. Ugh.
How do you say that about something you haven't tried?
It doesn't look good. I've had shrimp. Ugh. It's got to be wrapped in bacon and slathered in barbecue sauce.
I like Jim Gaffigan. Look, all you lobster people, hey, I like butter too.
Yeah. That's a thing too. Like, that's...
Yeah, oh yeah, it's all butter.
Ugh.
Ugh. Anyway, ugh. Do you want to give away a t-shirt?
Yeah, are we ready? So, since I am...
Do you need to call Sailor Screen Printing and order more?
No, I'm going to need to, yes. Let's see how this goes this morning. So, like I said, since I'm not doing wine, beer, and spirits, this one is geared for Saturday night, okay? And you cannot answer this question. All right, in season 5, titled The One with the Cop, while doing a crossword puzzle, Chandler asked Joey if he knows a 6-letter word for red. What color did he say? And what color was it? This is a 2-parter. Doing the crossword puzzle, Chandler asked Joey if he knows a 6-letter word for red. What did he say and what color was it?
Call now. Good luck. 398-9000. You want one of these? You do not want one of these. If you do get one of these, you'll get a Sailor Screen Printing.
Comfort color. GI
well, that, was,
trivia.
That should be said at the end. It's a one-man party in the morning, G.I. Trivia, Lori Lou, 107.7 The Island t-shirt, which comes in a variety of comfort colors.
Yeah. Whew. I know. It's a lot.
Quit your jibber-jabber.
Waking up with Fransman, one-man party in the morning on The Island.